This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're in hour number two. I want to get your take on the attempt, or maybe disagree, to start a race war in this country. You know, I keep bringing this topic up at least once a week in detail because now there's new evidence of it. We're going to be going over some of that with Pastor Manning. We're going to get into Obama advisor Jonathan Gruber in 2009. Obamacare will not be affordable. That's what he said on record, but then he came out and lied about it. There's criticism for proposed asset forfeiture law where the police are going to start grabbing your cars and stuff for what they claim are petty crimes. And under the federal guidelines, they don't even have to even charge you or convict you. And see, that is a corruption of the system. The police should not carry out this piratical asset forfeiture seizure, so they're partly to blame. But the real blame is the governing criminal class and us for letting it happen. We need to change it, recall the criminals that run New York and other areas, and change it. And not just say, you know, the cop-out of right-wingers that I love, well, I'm just waiting until the UN shows up with blue helmets, and I'm going to start, you know, fighting, start killing. They're not going to show up in blue helmets, folks. It's going to be a civil war first. Think the globalists are just going to come in here? No. And the same thing for the left. Well, we're just going to burn everything and kill the police. I saw an article last week that I'm not even going to mention to give it attention, and it creeped into a link in one of our stories by a fella attacking the New York police, who by all means are not a bunch of angels out of control and just a reflection of society. But then I happened to have been to dinner with the person when they showed their real side. I was with Rob Dew was there. He started talking about once the communists take over, and he's really a communist, they're going to kill everybody that doesn't go along with them and the police and all the rest of it. And I was sitting there, and he was really getting off talking about killing people. And I've been around communists before when they do this. And I ended up never even airing the interview, because it was just a lust for killing and really chilling. And if they're able to cause a civil war and have a leftist takeover and they start trying to come round everybody up, it's a good thing we got the Second Amendment, and it's a good thing we're ready. Because I'm not looking to kill anybody. I'm not looking for trouble. But let me tell you something. I'm not going on any truck to some re-education camp where a bunch of piece of crap communists are going to torture me and have their way with my family. It ain't happening, okay? So all you guys that are all macho and just can't wait to have your black uniforms on and have us all the way you want it, you're never going to get there. Because people know who you are, and we're ready. And we're not stupid either. We're not going to be part of your dumb civil war. And so we know you're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. And we're wise to that. We've been beating the pavement and the airwaves and the print to warn everybody. We're making films. We have the tens of millions of listeners. The Liberty Movement is gaining steam. You're in deep trouble. And that's why you're working so hard around the clock right now to distract us with a civil war and scapegoat the police for everything that's happening. Because you know we're on your tail, and you can feel the fire lapping your butt. And I know, my greatest frustration is I know that if this country ever finds its will, and if men ever find their masculinity and their strength, not to act tough, but to have the will to tell the truth and the will to research the facts and the will to speak to others in public, that's where the real fight is. If you won't go speak in public now or support those that speak in public, you will never lift a gun when the time comes. All the people that talk about what they're going to do with guns, I expect very few of them will actually carry out the things they've said. But those of us that are preparing for our defense, we won't talk about it. We will defend. And once it starts, you know what the best defense is, don't you? So you listen to me, people in the establishment. Just like Hitler was warned, or the communists were. You think you're going to get away with this offshore? Everybody knows who you are. If you pull this, you're going to get it in the end. And that's not a threat. That's a law of nature.
Hey, everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Escape from New York. NYPD investigates threats to kill officers on New Year's Eve. Sources say from Florida to California, police are getting shot at. All over Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. Folks are calling for me to get killed. You can go to InfoWars.com and see it anywhere. You just search it. And that anybody that doesn't agree with massacring police in cold blood is a pig lover. Well, I know this. I'm a due process lover, and I'm not for a French Revolution in this country where anybody that's worked for the government or anybody that's worked in a corporation gets killed, or where anybody who's been in a uniform gets killed. I know so many good people that are police officers. I also grew up in a suburb of Dallas and saw the police kill drugs. And also saw them a year after we moved away because of it. We moved to Austin because of it. My dad sold his dental offices because of it. I saw that sheriff's department and that police department busted for dealing the drugs. In fact, Rolling Stone magazine didn't even believe me about that. And then went and looked it up and found out it was all true in a piece they did a couple years ago on me. Or was it Esquire? No, first it was Texas Monthly, then it was Rolling Stone mentioned it. The point is, not name dropping, I'm just saying that really happened. So I know that stuff goes on. The point is, the system, in my view, wants to start a civil war. And we have sources inside Homeland Security that I have, that other sources have, that were saying this 2 years ago, and I halfway rolled my eyes. I mean, I knew MSNBC was trying to create racial division, CNN. I knew that that's all they had because black unemployment had doubled under Obama. I knew that all they had was racial politics. That's what socialists and communists do. I knew it was communist agitators that were out there trying to get this stirred up years ago. But to actually see it going on, and to see the Justice Department doing it, which will then legitimize the militarization and federalization of police as an answer to this new war zone mentality that's being entered into, that will then be used to oppress the general public. And yes, we'll make it more against a cop versus black thing as well. When I've had white cops do really unconstitutional things to me, I've had black cops do it. And it's the training, it's the system. Instead of having a serious discussion about reforming this, we see now it going into overdrive. I mean, I've got two or three of these videos today. Black thug beats elderly man in suspected racial attack. Attack took place in broad daylight. Assailant did not seek money. Adon Salazar, Infowars.com, ABC News has video. Chilling threats to kill cops in New York, in Arkansas, in other areas. Now the Mexican gangs are getting involved, if you believe what's being put out. MS-13 does target police, so we don't know if this threat's from them. They say it's from them. Could there be false flags by the system? Yes. Police have been caught provocateuring things when they're under federal control. In Seattle in 99, in other areas. But the police departments out there are actually really concerned right now. They're on alert right now. But they've already been getting hardened because the feds told them this was coming. Because the feds aren't the feds. They're run by the globalists. They are triggering this. Now, I'm done ranting about it. I've got all this other news I want to get to with our guest. But he's been warning about this, and I want to get his insight. Because I remember him on the show 4 years ago saying Obama is going to become a dictator. And I said, no, he's not, Pastor Manning. Well, now he's an elected dictator like Hitler on borders, on guns, on UN treaties, on our energy systems, on Obamacare. He's changed that hundreds and hundreds of times. It's actually 2,000 times it's been changed, but over 200 orders that had hundreds of changes, sometimes apiece, comes to over 2,000. Changes to Obamacare that aren't done by law. So even Jonathan Turley, the big liberal professor, constitutional law scholar, says Obama is basically a dictator. Ron Paul has said it, countless others have. But the Republican leadership, even though they're given this huge mandate, will not move to block him on any front because they're bought and paid for by the same wicked interest offshore who want us here killing each other. Now, Pastor Manning grew up in the South, went up to New York. I'm not going to go over his interesting history. It's on his website, atlah.org, A-T-L-A-H.org, an excellent website, excellent radio, TV ministry. But he also feeds, over the years, thousands of youth, hundreds every day at their church, free food for the kids there through his ministry. And he's no stranger to this audience. I wanted to get Pastor Manning on the broadcast today. Again, I wanted to get Pastor James David Manning on the transmission because he is uniquely situated at the epicenter of this, one of the twin epicenters, Missouri and St. Louis area, but he's in New York. He's in Harlem, and he has seen what the social engineering has done that's been deployed against the black community. But it's been tested on them. It's being used against everybody right now with great effect. So I want to get his take on the current stuff. Does he agree there's an attempt to start a race war to distract? Where does he see it going? And since he accurately predicted what Obama would do, I thought he was being extreme 4 or 5 years ago on the show. I want to hear what he thinks the next chapter will be. So, Pastor, Otla.org, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Alex, for having me, and Happy New Year to you. And let me say this. I mean, I've heard all of what you've stated. I'm here at the Epic Center. You're right about that. I've told people, I've advised people that there is threatening to be a surge against police officers today, tonight, New Year's Eve, down in Times Square, against police officers. I've told people to be very careful about being out there because I suspect that these protesters, these neo-Leninists, these communist people, that they're planning on creating an uprising. But I want to put that on the table for just a moment, Alex. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. Nick, you're right. I did say that Obama is a dictator. It was clear that he was based on his history in Jeremiah Wright's church, his belief in Saul Alinsky, his communist Muslim, if you will, background that he had. So it was very easy to determine who he's going to be. But here's what I want to say, Alex. I want to say, in light of what you said regarding these folk, these Homeland Security people in their black uniforms and looking to put us on FEMA camps and cart us away to these re-education centers, I want to say that the next movement is going to be the movement of what I'm declaring is the 70 million strong voices that are Christians, that are patriots, that believe in this nation, and they've just had enough of it. They're tired of being kicked around. They're tired of all the race baiting. They're tired of how Obama is using his powers illegally in the White House. They have just had enough of all of this foolishness that's getting worse. The shooting down of police officers in their patrol cars, these young boys out in the streets without fathers, without morals, without conscience, without a concern, a love for God. And then you got people being the saint, put into sainthood after they just tried to kill a police officer and just robbed a convenience store and threatened the owner. And now he's a saint. People have had enough. And the next move is not, while I'm sure that FEMA or Homeland Security or the Obama thugs and others want to have the next move to advance their New World Order concerns, but I'm saying that the next move is going to come from the 70 million Americans who just had enough of this. They've had enough of it. I mean, it's just gotten worse. People's patience have been worn thin. People have tried to be amenable. They've tried to be charitable. They've tried to understand some of the concerns that people have expressed about how this nation has been going for the last 50 or 60 years. But I think people have they've had their last mouthful of that. So I'm saying the next move needs to come from people such as yourself and me, who are part of this 70 million, who have looked to Congress. We've looked to the House of Representatives. We've looked to the courts, to some degree even to the media, to try to pull us up and legitimize the things that we want to have happen in our nation. They've not done it, so I believe the grassroots people are going to stand up and say enough is enough. And I'll have more to say about that, and I think I'll just stop and give you a break here so you can say something, but that's where it's coming from next.
Pastor James David Manning of Otla.org, a big national voice out there, warning of what was coming. And it's now unfolding. I want to look at Obama's agenda. We know he's a front man of a larger global government operation, but for so many followers, I mean, they think he really is in charge. And to a great extent, he is. Even if he is, kind of a puppet of the socialist and others, he really is operating now as a dictator. That's admitted. Look at how far we've come. So I ask you, 2 years left in office, where are we now going to go, especially when the Republican leadership, as you said, has green-lighted him to do anything he wants? It only seems to be encouraging the Justice Department, as the former deputy FBI director said last week, to be behind stirring up all this civil unrest. There are legitimate problems with police in many areas. There are legitimate problems with the Bill of Rights and Constitution being violated. We harp on it. But
you know, Alex, you know,
but saying kill the cops, I mean that is gonna discredit demonstration itself. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, if you look at it and examine it closely, when you talk about the people that idolize Obama or think that somehow or another he's in charge, he is in charge of some things, and that is destroying them. If you look at, as you stated earlier, black unemployment for black people has doubled under the leadership of Obama. Racism has gone off the charts under the leadership of Obama. Food stamps has increased by as much as 35% under the leadership of Obama. So effectively, Alex, what's happening is that black people or African Americans or whatever it is they want to call themselves are doing worse. I mean, were I, you know, just observing this, if I was in that cadre of mindset, I would turn around and say, hey, this man's trying to kill us. We were better off. We had better jobs. We were better employed. And listen to this, Alice. This amnesty that Obama is doing, the few jobs that black or African American or whatever it is they want to refer to themselves as have at present, listen, validating anywhere from 5 to 20 million illegals is going to make the employment situation of black people absolutely nil, which is going to increase crime. It's going to increase the problems in the community. It's going to increase and fill up the jails. So, I mean, anyone with a reasonable understanding of looking at what's happening in our world today would have to say about black people, and I can get to the other people in just a moment, but black people in particular, Alex, are doing far worse. It looks as if he's trying to drive black people into extinction. I mean, the streets are filled with murder. There are no jobs. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what he is doing.
And everywhere, and I'm not lionizing the Republicans, but it's just a fact, everywhere the Democrats are in full control, areas of New York, Chicago, D.C., other areas are crime-filled hellholes, people being shot and killed every day.
Absolutely right.
The public disarmed. If I was a space alien, like you were just mentioning, from Mars, watching with a telescope and listening to the radio reports and watching things, I would name Obama something like Obama, the black destroyer, or Obama, the destroyer of blacks. I mean, I would see him as a person who was waging war on blacks. If you just weighed things. But see, that's the perfect genius of putting in the so-called black preacher.
Absolutely.
Because that's what they've, as you said, trained him to do with the so-called black preacher there in Chicago, is to go out and stir up the new religion of hatred. But then you end up losing everything you've got. You end up losing God. You end up losing liberty. You end up losing prosperity. And in the end, all you've got is 10 times the racism. I mean, my gosh, talk about kill, steal, and destroy. When it comes down to it, is not Obama, in a way, almost the devil to black people?
But I've called him the son of Satan, and he is indeed that, and he is a pimp, because that's what pimps do. They destroy the people that they're alleged to represent. And the ignorance of those who are prostitutes for pimps believe that somehow or another they have that the pimp has their best interest at heart. So that's what I called him from day one. That's what I labeled him from day one. And that's exactly what he is manifesting. And I think the world is beginning to see it. But he's also destroying the liberals and the progressives as well, in terms of destroying the middle class and destroying the fiber of the nation and turning our nation over to the new world order, if you will, the deep pocket people, who are the banksters that I refer to as the Wall Street types. And yet he has broken down all morality. He has broken down all sense of who people were as Christians. He has destroyed the fiber of the church. I mean, it's absolutely incredible that he has been able to accomplish this through both of these, if you will, weak-minded groups. They were weak-minded before Obama, I have to tell you that. The black groups of African-Americans and the progressive liberals, if you will, they were all very weak-minded and didn't have a lot of moral strength.
Well, sure. I mean, going back to Margaret Sanger, that's what I was getting at, targeting black preachers like Reverend Jeremiah Wright and others to have them operate when, from what I've read and seen, they're not even Christians, they're communists and know full well what they're doing.
Absolutely. No, you're right about that. I think they should be called neo-Leninists, neo-communists, because their brand of communism is designed to be able, while at the same time think people have people think they have some sense of being a capitalist and having an economy that favors them in some regard. But it certainly is a lie. It isn't true. Most people, especially blacks, are being kept at the very bottom of the economic structure, and many of these progressive liberals are kept at the bottom as well. So, I mean, the plan is working perfectly. There needs to be a response to Obama's plan, and I'm saying there ought to be the 70 million people that, who's, and unlike the silent majority that Nixon phrased some time ago, I believe there are 70 million stomped down patriots, Christians, lovers of America who have just been too silent and have been too silent too long.
I agree with you, but what do we do when the liberty lovers of all race, color, and creeds start getting involved and start saying no and start voting out the bad guys? Then the social engineers will simply stage terror attacks and blame it on us. We have to be ready for that to expose these false flags. I want your take on that, Pastor. But in your gut, because you made a lot of predictions on this show, I think the first time you came on was actually 6, 7, 8 years ago because it was at the other studio. I've been here for about 6, 7 years. You made a lot of predictions even when Obama was running that he would do all this. And quite frankly, I kind of rolled my eyes, as I said earlier, at first thinking it was a little too much. I mean, I agree with a lot of what you were saying, but some of it I thought was sensational. But reality always tends to be more sensational than what we can even dream up. So you've been right so far. What's coming next? What do you see Obama doing in his last 2 years?
Well, I can tell you this, that we're going to have a very difficult time here in America, mainly because Obama has neutered the Republican conservative establishment. I mean, if you talk about Mitch McConnell or John Boehner, if you're looking politically at our nation, they have been neutered. They have no power. He has empowered those of the New World Order in terms of raising the stock market from 8,000 in December of 2007 to 18,000 points in December of 2008. That's where the stock market was.
Yes, a giant bubble, the biggest ever.
Right. So the wealthier are getting wealthier, and people will begin to feel the pinch of the economics. And at that point in time, people have been getting prepared. And I think most Americans are trying to be prudent about this. People have been getting prepared. They've been arming themselves. They have been stocking up on arms. They have been getting prepared to deal with our nation's leaders, or at least homeland security types and others, to defend ourselves. I see within the next 2 years, as I stated on your show, Alex, going back 6, 7 years ago, I did not see Obama leaving office in 2016. And by the way, that was just after the first election. You'll mind you, the 2012 election had not taken place.
No, you've been coming on since he was first elected and predicting it.
Right. So I don't see a smooth transition in 2016. I mean, if you can just look at what's happening right here in New York City with Bill de Blasio, his hatred for police officers. If you can look at what's happening now with Eric Holder, who's alleged to have resigned his office as attorney general, yet he's still there. If you can look at what is being fermented in the streets all over this nation, lawlessness is being fomented in the streets. So I can't imagine another 12 months of this without us having to hunker down and recognize it's us against them. And I think that us is going to be greater than them. And the other thing is, you know, there's old biblical, and it's not old, but it's a biblical teaching, Alex, that when Pharaoh was the dictator of Egypt and was oppressing the people worldwide, he had as his servants there the Jewish people. And they were giving birth and young boys and growing in power and influence. And Pharaoh became afraid of what the Jews would ultimately become in terms of their having power and to align themselves with other nations. And so he began to kill off all the males that were born. Somehow another Moses escaped. What I want to use in that example is this, is that Obama is no fool, and the people he serves or works for are not fools either. They're looking at the tea leaves. They're listening to you every day. They know what you're saying, and they know that tens of millions of people are listening to you every day. Do you think they're going home and say, we're not paying any attention to Alex Jones? We're not paying any attention to anything he said. No, that's not what they're doing. They are getting ready when they feel that at some point, there's been a tipping point, and the people are now ready to rise up and demonstrate. They are the majority with absolute power. Before that moment dawns, I believe you're going to see the kind of activity that went on in Boston with the so-called alleged Boston bombing, whereas whole cities will be shut down. Planes will not fly. Trains will not roll. Buses and food supplies will not come in. I'm sure that's what they're going to do to try to prevent, preempt what is inevitable in our nation.
I agree. Forward. Let's talk about that, the type of false flags they're going to pull to try to bring all this in. And it's not just the Alex Jones Show. There are hundreds of shows, a lot of them with millions of listeners like yours, that are reaching out to people. And there's so many voices now that get it. I don't see how they could imprison a David Manning or a Joseph Farah or an Alex Jones or a Matt Drudge or the thousands of other prominent people. They just can't stop the signal. The word's out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs hot.
Love runs high. In the time.
Give it to me easy. Coming up, Obama secretly reaching out to Putin using Henry Kissinger. Remember a few days ago we were covering Ukraine saying there's no nuclear accident? Same place Chernobyl happened. Radioactive leak at Ukraine nuke plant. They've now admitted it. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Oliver Stone has come out and said CIA fingerprints are all over Ukraine resolution. Hollywood Reporter. And some I saw are criticizing him on the news. The CIA admits it was involved. George Soros gave a speech 6 months ago saying he was commanding it. The State Department came out and said they spent $5 billion to do it. We have video of the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. saying it. All Oliver Stone says the sun comes up in the morning. Oh, that's really radical. And again, they're not trying to overthrow Ukraine to put something better in. They're looting it. They gave Joe Biden's son control of like a $14 billion company, and he has a big ownership stake in it that comes up to several billion. His kid's right out of college. They went and seized a whole bunch of areas that are controlled by the Russians and says it belongs to their kid now, and the Russians built it. The infrastructure that feeds into his gas company that then distributes it. I mean, what a joke. Why didn't you just make Joe Biden's son the king of Ukraine? That's the type of all-out corruption we're seeing right now. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Go back to Pastor Manning. Your questions or comments for Pastor Manning. Here's the toll-free number. What do you think about what he's saying? I think it's spot on. And when I underestimate something, I'm the first to admit it. I'm usually dead on and super accurate. But I know there's a communist inlay in this, and the globalists use communism as a control arm. But really, they're crony capitalist monopoly men, deep pockets, as Pastor Manning was saying. But really, the communists end up double-crossing the bankers all the time. They really want to have a communist takeover. It's communist tactics, kill the police, just the most violent, bring down the society, destabilize, cut off the food. 80-plus million people died when Mao did this in China. I mean, this is serious, dangerous stuff, okay? Notice, Homeland Security isn't for the Muslim terrorists anymore, folks, the radical Islamicists. No, no, it's for the patriots. While the Democrats activate folks to go out and start burning stuff and killing people, it's so obvious. And then the cops go, I guess it's good we're militarized. See, we're getting shot at. And then the journey towards tyranny is complete. We are funded by you buying the high-quality Made in America, Molon Labe, clothing line at InfoWarsStore.com, Made1776.com, the high-quality supplements, the books, the films, the water filters. All of it is the very best quality we can find. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We're offering the biggest sale ever on Oxy Powder, Secret 12, and Super Male or Super Female Vitality, your choice of those. Three of the super products, Secret 12, the Super Vitality, and the Oxy Powder, that are the total fusion to lose weight and get healthy from my research. I challenge you to get this. We can ship it out to you in a couple days. Do this month-long challenge that I'm doing. I'm going to be photographing myself with my shirt off now every couple days, and we're going to show the transformation in a month. We're going to kick it off officially next week. I've kind of already been on the Oxy Powder, show that it runs from, say, like the 7th or so, right through the 7th of next month. That way you also have time to do the challenge with us. And just write in with your results. Let us know how it went for you. I'm going to eat the same, exercise the same, with the holidays and stuff, maybe less. And we're going to see what happens, because I've already lost a lot of weight on the Super Male Vitality, on the Oxy Powder, on the Secret 12. X2 helps as well. But this is the pack. 48% off. That's basically the profit in it. To introduce you to the product line, to do the New Year's challenge, and to see what I'm talking about with the Oxy Powder, the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality, and then, of course, the Secret 12 concentrated organic proprietary fusion of vitamin B12 in the truly bioavailable form. This is the same medical type people inject, though don't inject this, folks. Just it's taken in the mouth, but it's that good. Methylcobalamin and one other mixed together. The Resolution Pack, 48% off right now. We're only running this for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It's $99 for all three of the products together. Normally $189. So that's 48% off right now. This is high-quality nutraceuticals, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Though this special is so good, it really doesn't. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Pastor James David Manning of Akla.org, where you can find his radio and TV show and see all his predictions of 7-8 years ago, when he really started going nationwide at that point, he had just been focused on trying to reform Harlem and trying to reach out to folks there. But he said that he saw Obama as such a threat and so evil to tear the country apart and start race war and all the rest of it, that he's sort of coming out against him and going nationwide, and he joins us now. I want to go to some phone calls at 800-259-9231 as well, specifically for our guest. But, Pastor, you've got the floor. I've been asking the questions here. I want you to finish up with some of the false flags, what you think they may pull to try to counter us, to shut down and lock down cities, which is clearly being prepared. And then what comes after that, and then other big topics that you're looking at and covering right now.
Well, I can tell you now the continuation of pushing the envelope of lawlessness in the streets, lawlessness and riotous behavior towards police officers and authority figures, and promoting where there are enough time left to put lawless anti-police types in government. And then, of course, you got to be quite discerning, because most of these people in politics are, most of them are liberals in their mindset. If they're not, by the time they get there, they become co-opted. But let me just say this, Alex, before I move further. I've launched a campaign here in New York City to take down race pimp Al Sharpton. And I want to take just a few moments to talk about that. If I can.
Oh, no, you've got the floor. In fact, I meant to get to Al Sharpton. Let's talk about the FBI rat demon who helps set people up and who loves the fact that half the black folks, I mean, not even Pharaoh could get that done with the Israelites. He couldn't kill half their sons. Half of the black people in this country have not been born, and I guess he just thinks that's a great thing. So tell us about Al Sharpton.
Well, I've launched a campaign to demand that MSNBC fires Al Sharpton. And we're starting a national movement to boycott all the advertisers of MSNBC until they fire Al Sharpton. He's a known race baiter. He's got no business being on MSNBC. Al Sharpton did not pull the trigger on a large number of deaths that are associated with his protest marches over the past 20 years. He has been convicted in court as a liar and a hoax starter in the Tawana Brawley event going back a few decades ago, and was fined $380,000 that he never paid. There was a fire here at a Freddy's Fashion Mart, a store just three blocks from where I now sit on 125th Street here in Harlem, where Al Sharpton had a protest out in front of the store because trying to get black businesses in and move other businesses out, where he coined the phrase the interloper. After that event, Al Sharpton left. 2 hours later, one of the persons that was in that protest and disciples of Al Sharpton came in, pulled a gun on the people in the store, forced them down into the basement, sprinkled lighter fluid on the clothing that was there, torched the place. Eight people died. The death of those young people is on the hands of Al Sharpton. No actions were taken against him. I've asked people to stand with me to boycott the advertisers of MSNBC until Al Sharpton has been fired. Now, MSNBC has the lowest cable ratings. I mean, probably while you were asleep, Alex, you got more people here in New York listening to you than MSNBC has nationwide. Al Sharpton is a liability. And I believe, Alex, that we can take Al Sharpton down. And in doing so, we'll have a victory over Obama and over these powers that are trying to destroy us. And I think it's imperative that people unite with me, boycott the advertisers. We've got a statement up on our website. We post it up on YouTube. And we've got a list of the advertisers that should be boycotted against, including General Electric that owns MSNBC. But we're also going to take out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal calling for this boycott until Al Sharpton is gone.
It's a great idea. I want to talk about it more. But let's not forget, he lobbies to raise taxes on rich people, poor people. He loves Obamacare that raised seven taxes on poor people, including payroll taxes. And he hasn't paid millions in taxes and doesn't get in trouble for it. He's above the law. Why do you think that is?
$5.4 million is what Al owes at this present moment. He says he's worked out some sort of an agreement with the government on a payback schedule. But I can tell you now, he's not going to pay the money. First of all, because he doesn't have it. But secondly, nothing is going to happen. I've talked to people, Alex, who have the understanding of the tax structure, people who are leaders politically. They've all agreed. Not one person has differed in their opinion. The government, Obama, the federal government, the IRS is not going to do one thing to Al Sharpton in terms of his owing of those taxes, and he's never going to pay them. But yet he insists on taxes being raised on everybody else. So that's where that's going to go.
It is unbelievable. It'd be one thing if he was against taxes and was dodging them, but he just promotes higher taxes and doesn't pay them.
No, he's not going to pay it. He's not going to pay. And I'll go ahead and share this on your broadcast. We are presently doing an investigation to see whether or not Al Sharpton is operating under a 501c3, which is a charitable religious organization, which his organization is not. And only the 501c3 organization, which many people involve themselves in, and Al Sharpton, I believe, has done it. We have not been able to conclude what the findings are, but we suspect that he's doing it. And if he's doing it, he's doing it illegally, because you can't make a donation to an organization and get a tax exempt status unless 501c3, 501c4, 501c whatever will not allow a tax rebate. So we believe, and we're going after that tax issue with Al Sharpton as well. And as soon as I get the word, I'd like to come back on your broadcast and let you know.
Please give us an update. You let us know, because this is a great idea. I mean, it's time to bring him down as a message to everybody, because he's been working for the nastier elements of the feds all along to destabilize things and create just mindless racial hatred that's
he's
not going to...
I'm sorry. He's a snitch.
No, go ahead.
The man's a snitch. He's been working for the federal government. He's a known drug dealer. In order to raise money at a time when his income was very low, he took to selling drugs with the mafia and people within the Harlem community. So he needs to come down. He needs to go. I think people need to see this. It needs to send a message that there's a power out there that will not tolerate. And as you know, he's been to the White House 85 times. Alex, imagine that. Al Sharpton in the White House at dinners and special occasions, private sessions, 85 times with Barack Obama. He needs to go. He needs to go.
Well, that shows me right there that Reverend Wright and Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Obama is all calling. I mean, that shows it's not just a communist act. They just love it. I mean, they must love Sharpton and all the evil. He is so nasty. Selling drugs to his own people, promoting abortion, creating demonstrations where they burn people up. And then why would MSNBC hire such an evil, openly evil person with a record like that?
Because Obama said that they should, and they did, thinking that that would give them access to Obama, make him privy to breaking news events. And they also calculated, Alex, that Americans would be afraid to be called racist if they raised an issue about MSNBC hiring Al Sharpton. They counted on that, and they counted well. But that's why they did it. That's how they did it.
I'll make a prediction. Their ratings slump would end if they put you on two times a day, or myself or anybody else, with commentary. Even their own people would tune in to hear the debate. There's no debate on that channel. It is a bunch of lies and garbage. So it almost doesn't matter, because they almost have no viewers. What do you think they're going to do as socialist, New World Order, race-baiting media dies? Are they just going to keep it on air as a facade?
As I stand before the Lord, as I talk to you, Alex, as well, they're going to get rid of Al Sharpton. First, they're going to dig in their heels. They're not going to take it seriously. Or they're going to try to give him some cover and possibly try to make some deal with me. No deals will be made. I'm not a sellout. I'm not a traitor. Al Sharpton must go. He's killing his own people. He's a drug dealer to his own people. He's promoting abortion. He's promoting destruction. There is nothing that anyone can offer me to stop me, to get me off of this path. He must go.
Do people know what scum he is in Harlem? I mean, I'm surprised he can walk up and down the street.
Well, you got a lot of scum in Harlem. And I don't mean that to be a blanket statement about everybody here. You got Charles Rangel here.
So he's kind of king of the scum then. No, I mean, for the scum, you know, for the minority of folks that are bad and who think thug life is cool in Harlem, who is the king? Who is the king rat in Harlem?
You got a lot of racist people in Harlem. But black people are racist, Al. I mean, they are hell-bent on racism. They're getting more racist. But right now, Sharpton is king. He's king.
So he is the king.
No, he's king. No doubt about it. Nobody's coming closer. He's king.
So Hitler was king of the Nazis. Stalin was king of the Russian communists. Fidel Castro is the king of Cuba. Would you say the king of Harlem is Al Sharpton?
Oh, emphatically, no doubt about it. He is, and he's undisputed. He's unchallenged as the king of Harlem. And for most black people, nationwide. Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely correct.
So if you promote killing 52% of black people before they're born, and you sell drugs to black people, and then set them up for the FBI, you're a hero.
I had a conversation on the phone last night with someone. I was discussing this very issue of taking out Al Sharpton, and here's what he said to me. He said, Pastor, there's an old saying. If you go after the king, make sure you kill him. Because if you let him live, he's going to come back for you. So the fact that you've raised the fact that he wears the crown here in Harlem, and that this person referred to him as king, and he is king. No, he is.
Well, obviously, and I was getting to this next. We're going to break to come back with a few segments of calls. That's what I'm saying. You're in the middle of Harlem with your successful church helping people. Folks need to pray for you. You obviously didn't bring it up that it's dangerous. This guy is a thug, is a gangster. What he is a mafia chief, in my view. And that's why Obama met with him 88 times. So people need to pray for you because you're a warrior for truth in his camp. I mean, in his kingdom, you are going up against him in his face. You're not sitting down here in Texas doing it like I am. You are going up against him right in his own devil nest, and God bless you for it. Fortune favors the bold, and the fortune that Pastor Manning's looking for is freedom for his people and everybody else. We'll be right back with your calls straight ahead. We'll see if we can keep a little bit in the next hour. Steve, Corey, Frank. And others, stay with
this hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Tamika, Larry, Frank, Corey, Steve, and many others. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Pastor Madison, stay with us about 15, 20 minutes into the next hour. Then I'll shift gears and all the other news I haven't gotten to yet. The latest on the leaking reactor over in the Ukraine. The latest on Gruber. Got a bunch of video clips I want to get to. I want to break down some of these factory farms. A new Nazi bunker has been discovered in Austria by a filmmaker. U.S. banks and U.K. banks too weak to survive another recession. Some serious economic numbers. Tomorrow, we're going to go back in the archive and have Charlton Heston, David DeRothschild, Viggo Mortensen, Joe Rogan, Mike Judge, Rowdy Piper, and Sean Stone, Willie Nelson, Russell Brand, and others for that retransmission. Just some of the interesting guests we've had on. Pastor Manning is our guest. I want to go to calls here, but, and I'm not trying to lionize either. I say that a lot, but I mean, I'm not just saying it for hype that Pastor Manning has a lot of courage. I've been to Harlem a few times, but been to New York many times, but from what I've read and heard, if you shoot your mouth off about Al Sharpton or others, some bad things can happen. I mean, he is a thug. He is tied into the mafia, the FBI, Obama. So we need to recognize your courage, calling for the boycott and his firing of this monstrous king of the pimps. In fact, we're going to name this video today. What should we name it, Pastor Manning? Al Sharpton, King of the Pimps? Al Sharpton,
Well, it's certainly Al Sharpton, King of, you can call it pimps, King of Races, the King of the Scum. Either one of those will work.
All right, we'll go with King of the Scum. well, if you're going to go after the king, you might as well go after him, huh?
There's no point in half-stepping on this. It's either all or nothing. So winner take all in this one, Alex.
Well, what do you expect? We're going to go to break and come back with Steve and all the callers. But what in your gut, because I agree, he's ripe to fall. You just are kind of the wind that blows through and knocks him over and people get behind you. And I think they will, the Twitter and Facebook campaign. We're going to get behind this with you, Pastor, and get some articles out and have you back next week. What are you expecting and what type of stuff have you heard happen? I mean, we know people get burned up in their house and stuff like that when Sharpton doesn't like them. But what else have you heard might happen to you?
Well, I have had Sharpton agitators and infiltrators in our church worship services. They've come to some of our town hall style meetings. In fact, a couple of them actually became members of our church to some degree. So I've been infiltrated by the Sharpton and the Wrangell crowd for some time.
And so you end up waking them up.
Excuse me? Well, no, they came to try to find out exactly what I was doing, where I was vulnerable, to see where the weak spots were.
No, I know, but are you saying that you were able to get some of them to wake up?
Yeah, of course. Good, absolutely. Good. And that's where I want to go next. Thanks for saying that. Because as a result of what I'm doing, the stand that I've taken, a number of people in the community have come to me privately and said to me, just keep doing what you're doing. We are with you. They don't want to take a public stand right now because they don't know that I'm going to succeed. But they want me to know that they are with me and encouraging me. And should I have a need, I believe they're going to be there. I believe people are just waiting to see someone take down this king of the scum. And then they can come out and shout and stand and align themselves with me. And Alex, I tell you, if I get that opportunity to have that kind of leadership, you're going to see a fresh breeze blow through America nationwide. And I'm asking people to please pray with me that we get an opportunity to refresh America by taking out Al Sharpton and his likes.
Well, you know, biblically and historically, that's how it works. When king rats start falling, it's like dominoes. We've just got to have faith, pray about it, but take that first step. And so we've certainly got to help you and pray for you and get behind you. Just amazing. So exciting. Pastor Manning's our guest. We're going to come back and go right to your phone calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When I first got online, I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force. I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.